Nearly a fortnight after the caravan had returned to its headquarters in Palmyra, Hafid was awakened from his straw cot in the stable and summoned to appear before Patros. He hastened to the bedchamber of the master and stood uncertainly before the huge bed which dwarfed its occupant. Patros opened his eyes and struggled with his coverings until he was sitting upright. His face was gaunt, and blood vessels bulged in his hands. It was difficult for Hafid to believe that this was the same man with whom he had spoken only 12 days ago. Patros motioned toward the lower half of the bed, and the youth sat carefully on its edge, waiting for the old man to speak. Even Patros' voice was different in sound and pitch from their last meeting. "My son, ye have had many days to reconsider your ambitions. Is it still within thee to become a great salesman?" "Yes, sire." The ancient head nodded. "So be it. I had planned to spend much time with you, but as you can see, there are other plans for me. Although I consider myself a good salesman, I am unable to sell death on departing from my door. He has been waiting for days like a hungry dog at our kitchen door. Like the dog, he knows that eventually the door will be left unguarded." Coughing interrupted Patros, and Hafid sat motionless as the old man gasped for air. Finally, the cough ceased, and Patros smiled weakly. "Our time together is brief, so let us begin. First, remove the small cedar chest which is beneath this bed." Hafid knelt and pulled out a small leather-strapped box. He placed it below the contour made by Patros' legs on the bed. The old man cleared his throat. "Many years ago, when I possessed less status than even a camel boy, I was privileged to rescue a traveler from the east who had been set upon by two bandits. He insisted that I had saved his life and wished to reward me, although I sought none. Since I had neither a family nor funds, he enjoined me to return with him to his home and kin, where I was accepted as one of his own. One day, after I had grown accustomed to my new life, he introduced me to this chest. Inside were 10 leather scrolls, each one numbered.